speaking of God, I'm talking about the ones that is called Elohim, the one that is the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one that created every human being that lives on the earth. Life is not a mistake. I'm not even going to bring up the theory of evolution. Only in one sense, I guess, that I want you, your mind to evolve from the duplicity, from the debauchery that the fake Christians have given to you, the T.D. Jakes, the Creflo Dollars, the prosperity teachers, the TBN whores. Break away, my brothers, my sweet sisters, please. Some of you recently have sent me some web insights to look at. What is it, the seven Colombian children that witnessed Jesus and went to hell and heaven and gave a testimony? No, I reject that. I read the Bible. I don't need a horror scene to introduce me to the maker of the universe. Let me talk to you younger Christians out there, seriously. When I became a Christian, it was in the year of 1967. I am a product of the 60s, since I'm 65. You know that I was born in 1944. I have studied the history of societies and humanity. I happen to teach philosophy to make a little extra money because things get tight when the church turns against a pastor and doesn't want to support the pastor because the pastor won't tell them what they want to hear. I don't pastor for money. I think it was a great thing that my co-host wanted to take me to a Dodger game last night now, because it's after 2 in the morning, wanted to take me to a Dodger game. One of the things that my radio producer told me, he says, John, I know you don't eat beef, but get a Dodger dog. Well, Mark Ramsey, I did, and it was delicious. I enjoyed this life, but as I experienced this life, and as I left the stadium and driving on the freeway, passing the Staples Center where the Lakers play, and looking at that marvelous downtown city scene skyline, and knowing that I'm alive in the year 2009, and living in one of the most exciting cities in the history of the world, it all is dim in the face of Christ when he shows me that I'm not worthy, that I'm not worthy. And I don't fear him. I love him so much. And I want you, the ones that are Christians, to stop arguing with one another that believe and know the truth and love one another. Lose the argument. Lose the argument, okay? It'll bring peace to you. Let them win. We don't win arguments. We win souls. Do you know the difference? Oh, John, you've been drinking. Oh, John, you've been thinking. John, you contemplate too much on things that are not important. No. I think out loud. And that's what I want you to do. In your worship, in your adoration for God, find a place to love. Find a place to love. The word has been for the past few days, because Michael Jackson died, how he lived and what he did and if he did it and if he didn't. He did, trust me, he did. How do I know? Because I did, you did, they did, all of us did. All of us humans are fallen. Since we are fallen, we need a savior. Don't lose that. We need a savior to save us from our sin. I'm sure that every dead person that lived before our time, oh, man, I'm talking about myriads, millions of souls that are dead, that lived before our time, now and forevermore will know that there is a God, and that that God demands an answer out of our lives while we're alive. They know. Some have learned far too late. Some will never acknowledge Christ, and for that, the reward is eternal separation from Him. To what degree and extent that separation will be, I don't think any of us knows. I think that it is incomprehensible to even think about it. But we that are alive, because I'm alive, obviously, I'm making this webcast. We that are alive must give an account to God, and we recognize that consciously. As I end this short clip, let me say this to you. Spend your time loving as Christ loved, admonishing as Christ admonished, following in the footsteps that He has left for us. Use me as a resource, because I'm not going to argue with you. I love you. If I know a little bit more than you do about theology, I will correct you. If you are stubborn, as most children are, I will admonish you as a father. Doesn't mean that I don't love you. It means that you are wrong, and I have the answer, and I love you enough to give it to you. We will not have this window open very long. Listen to me. This window of the internet will be shut down eventually, because it's a powerful tool to share the message of our Lord and Savior. Pay attention while the window remains open. Please, I beg of you, when it comes to the differences of race, there is no difference between us. We're all born in sin, shapen in iniquity. Brothers, men, listen to me, men. God made you the head of the family and the relationship. Ladies, submit to the gentlemen, to the brothers, to the male Christians. Submit to them. That is God's program. That is God's way. That is not Pastor John. That is not my suggestion to you. Ladies, if you don't submit to these men, your lives will become ruinous. Men, don't become feminized. Most of you have been already. The system, the society, is bent on feminizing you men. That is why many of you think like women, behave like women. I'm not talking about homosexuality. I'm talking about you are feminine in the way you confront issues. You will find as you come to my website and listen to me that I am not a feminized male. Nor am I a Mason. I abhor that. That is not of God. That is of Satan. Everyone that makes a deal with the devil's going to keep it because the person is giving their soul to Satan for money, fame, fortune, popularity. Men, listen to me. Start your Bible study. Teach your families first, your wife and your children, your neighbors, your family, your friends, those who want to study God's blessed word. Come to me if you need to be trained. I'll do all within my power. But remember, this window is open for a short amount of time. And once it closes down, they want you to feel like you are alone, that there's no one else out there, and that what you believe is oblivion. It is not. Be bold in Christ. Just thought that I'd take some time. It's 2:17. I'm not sleepy yet. I have so much more to tell you. My heart is filled with love for you. I love you. I've met some new people just through coming to my website, especially the YouTube website here lately. And it's overwhelmed me that there's so many of you out there. You're real people. And it's beautiful because you've broken off this church stuff. My history, like yours. Well, the church is supposed to be this. The preacher is supposed to be this, only to find out that most people that's in organized religion have been deceived. For those of you, my brothers, that have left the Christian faith and following other things, I pray that God permits you the time to just listen to me. Bow your sweet little heads and just talk to God. You don't have to agree with me. But talk to God and say, Lord, is John telling me the truth? Is there just one way to you? Sure there is. It's illogical to think that there's any other way but the way of the scriptures. This book was not written by a white man, trust me. Nor was it written by a black man, trust me. It was written by men that were used of God, whom God breathed into, and they spoke through their pens and their lives. Now guess what? God doesn't have to rewrite a new Bible and give new revelations. The revelations that we have are very, very old. But they'll suffice for humankind throughout eternity. Well, I'm getting a little sleepy now. 2:20 in the morning. Got to get up around 6:30. Got a lot of work to do. Want to put together part 2 and part 3 and part 4 and part 5 of these sermons and put them up on the internet for you. This is Pastor John in Los Angeles. On, I think it says, yeah, my calendar says June the 30th, 2009, 2:20 a.m. in the morning. Time for me to go to bed. I love you. Oh, and you know the drill. Stay into the blessed word of God.